Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hi, Doug Addison here, and it is Spirit Connection Live, August 7th, 2013. Whoops, let me turn down my volume. And really, I'm excited to bring a message that God gave me just this week, and some things that have been happening, and we'll do about 30 minutes of prophetic teaching and words, and then I'll switch it over, and we're going to do some Q&A and dream interpretation and stuff like that. Short dreams, please, and don't jam the chat room up with dreams just yet. You can put your questions in there. Nina's in the chat room with us tonight, and so I'm really excited, and I know there's a breakthrough. I know there's a breakthrough for all of us tonight. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the spirit of breakthrough, the angels of breakthrough that you're releasing right now. Also for the just this anointing, my goodness, this anointing of revelation, the deeper level that the enemy's plans are being revealed, and that there's just hope. I just have so many words of hope tonight, and so I just pray a blessing on everybody that's on the webcast, also those watching later on, watching the rebroadcast, that you'd feel the anointing right now, and those watching the podcast and through iTunes, that I just pray that this would go through the airways in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome, everybody. And just so you know, my website's dougaddison.com, and I have a few things out there I always forget. But my new book, I just want to mention it right away, is Understand Your Dreams Now, Spiritual Dream Interpretation. It just came out, and it's on Kindle, it's on ebook, it's on a paperback. And I'm real excited. It's like 10 years in the making. I just want to thank everybody who helped me along the way, and all the special people who really have sown into it. You can help me by getting it out there. If you have a bookstore at your church, or maybe a bookstore in your neighborhood or something, you can, hey, you know, we will sell to bookstores. Help me get it in there. If there's a radio station in your community, I could be on I do radio and TV through Skype, and I'm used to that. So to do an interview would be great. And I do live call-in dream interpretation. So come on, help me get the message out there, guys, and partner together with me. And so let me get going. I have a few things happening. There we go. I was losing my mouse for a second there, but it's back. August. It is August. And the Lord told me that August is very similar. What's happening in August, very similar to the number 8 for August, the 8th month. And that is new beginnings. We're going through a major transition right now that started just a few months ago. On July 1st, something changed radically in the spiritual realm. I don't know if you know that. But God began to open up new opportunities at new levels. In fact, on June 30th, I was at a meeting in Texas, and we stayed up because of the prophetic word I had released, and it got reposted twice on Elijah List on June 30th, that June gloom was over, right? So we were at Joan Hunter's ministry and stayed up 5 hours of ministry all the way to midnight, because it was like celebrating New Year's Eve, and that's exactly what's happened. We went into July. I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting this new thing to open up that quickly, because the Lord told me that seven, you know, the number of completion, that would be July, that's a time of completing things that from the older season that we're moving out of. 8 would be the time of new beginnings. That's August. And that's what we're starting to see right now. So I was in Woodland Park, Colorado, with the group Prayer Mountain. I love you guys. And we were ministering, and I had several angelic encounters. I mean, there was some things happening in the meetings, and some people weren't aware of it, but I was very aware. In fact, I had to take a lot of notes afterwards. But on July 20th, in one of the meetings, an angel of breakthrough came into the meeting, and the presence was so strong. The presence of God was so strong. I know that it was thick at times. I couldn't even stand up at times. You know, and it was something new happening. I was observing that there was something new happening, but we didn't, I just want you to know, I don't know angels by name. I usually know them by function. And I know that this was a breakthrough angel, but there's the gathering, this is what's going on right now. I knew that there was a gathering of many of these types of angels being released right now for you and me to be able to go into the new things that God has for us. Breakthrough angels are needed. They bring new stuff. They bring new anointings. They bring all the stuff that we need from God. And so I needed a breakthrough myself that night. We had actually been trying to find a place to live in Los Angeles. Linda and I, we sold our house, as you might know, in Santa Maria. And we had been to LA four times. I knew from the Lord a certain place we needed to live, Santa Monica. And we just kept searching and searching. And then it was the fourth trip. Well, on the 20th, that breakthrough angel came into the meeting. The next morning, I was speaking at Sunday morning, the same place in Woodland Park at the Prayer Mountain. And that morning, I woke up and I looked. When I want to hear God, I look at my Twitter page because I have the daily prophetic words down there that I get way in advance. And I don't even remember them, but I looked on there and it said, my prophetic word for July 21st was, be ready to make changes or adjustments to your plans. Flexibility will yield a great reward. Okay, well, I was already scheduled to fly out of, Colorado Springs back to Santa Barbara. So I took a step of faith right there because the breakthrough angel had come in and I just got on the phone, changed my plane ticket to fly into LAX and met my wife, Linda. And so the next day, on the 22nd, we actually we got a place in Santa Monica, and it was a breakthrough. Really, we needed that breakthrough. We had to battle for that one. And as we were driving home on the 22nd, there was signs in the heavens. I want to say this. Watch for signs in the heavens right now. There was a huge cloud in the shape of a feather as we drove. And then there was at one point, again, this was on June 22nd, we saw the full moon. I realized, and all of a sudden it hit me. God had given me a dream back in early June that I forgot to announce prophetically. I forgot to put it on my last prophetic word and talk about it on the last webcast, that I had a dream in June that on the 22nd, well, on the full moon, that there was signs being released, like we could see everywhere. It was breakthroughs and signs and some attacks that were coming on the full moon. Well, I looked and it was June 22nd, and here it is. It already passed, of course, but here we find out that we got a breakthrough, but also there was royalty born on June 22nd with Prince William and in the UK. And I would suggest going back and looking in your journal or whatever it is that you do and see what God was doing there. That's why it's so important to journal. I journal every day. It's so important to journal this stuff because you would miss what God's doing. And in that case, you know, I missed releasing a really cool prophetic word, but you know what? We still benefited from it. And so watch for breakthrough. Watch for breakthrough angels. Watch for, I just want to do it right now. Father, we just pray a release of breakthrough for everybody, every one of us, a new level of breakthrough. And where the things of the past have held us back, old ways of thinking, ungodly beliefs, wounds and rejections from the past, or even things that don't work as well that you're calling us out of. I pray right now for the breakthrough, but angels are ministry angels. They bring in things from the throne. So Father, I pray that release right now for everybody in Jesus' name. Now, I don't usually talk much about the attacks of the enemy. If you've been around me enough, I usually talk about what God's doing. You know, it's a lot more positive to talk about what God's doing as opposed to the attacks of the enemy. But I have received several words this month. In fact, I experienced them as a seer. I actually experienced prophetic words. It's quite confusing sometimes to know the difference between it, because when it's happening, it's really intense. And sometimes I go in and battle over these things, you know, and so that other people can have breakthroughs, including myself. It has been 3 weeks, like 21 days at least, of a massive amount of battles. And if you follow me on Twitter, Doug T. Addison, by the way, follow me on Twitter, you'll see that I posted that, man, I went through 7 days of demonic torment, literally. About every demon that had ever come against me in the past showed up. I figured it coincided with Jesus saying, you know, remember that parable where he goes goes, the guy cleaned up the house and drove out the demon. It went, got seven more and came back. And you know, that attack came against me a long time ago when I first came out of the occult back in 1987. That attack came against me. But this was coming not in a sense, in a different sense, because I was having to battle these 7 days of demonic torment of the things that tried to hold me down in the past, came back. I knew that there was breakthrough in it. But when I was in the middle of it, I called my intercessors. I got my staff on the phone, prayed with me. It's what I recommend. Listen, get help, get prayer when things like this happen. But then there was a breakthrough. And here was some of the attacks. Maybe if you're getting this, I'm going to have a prayer to release it. But one of them was an attack of panic. Panic attacks. I never have panic attacks. And people are getting it. I've talked to several people who are getting panic attacks and confusion in their minds. And also a huge demonic attack against people right now in the area of suicide, temptation of suicide, temptation to end your life, thinking that, you know, it's not worth it, thinking you can't go on. Also, anxiety. And so, again, I'm going to just pray over this right now. Father, we just break that attack over people, the attack of suicide, hopelessness, despair, and I just say this: I overcame it because it hit me so hard. And I'm being vulnerable here because I just want you to know that, you know, just because you hear the Lord or you move into a certain level, that you don't get attacked. In fact, sometimes you get attacked more. But I don't focus on the plans of the enemy at all. I look to the Lord as much as I can because His plans are opposite. If suicide is there, guess what? What is the call on your life? That, you know, it's to live, it's to breathe life on other people. You know, if panic is there, then you have a call to bring peace everywhere you go. So I just release that now in Jesus' name. God, would you do that for people? And we just also, I got this other thing, is that people have been healed of various things, you know, in their life. Maybe you've been healed of something. There's another attack coming to try to deceive you that you weren't healed. And I was healed of Huntington's disease in 2001. I don't know if you know anything about Huntington's, but it is a tragic disease. You have to have a psychiatric exam just to be tested because the number one death for Huntington's, besides infection, of course, is suicide. It's so tragic. And it hit my mom, my aunt, my uncles, my brother. It hit my family 100%. You know, it's supposed to be 50-50. It hit my family 100%. And now I'm dealing with, family members who are sick. My sister, we just pray in Jesus' name that she would be restored, even though the doctors just told me that she's entered in the last stages of Huntington's disease. I was diagnosed with it. It's incurable. There's no known, there's no documented healings. There's no medication. But I got healed in a meeting in 2001, and that's what, you know, I'm doing what I do now. Here I am defying all odds because my DNA still shows I'm sick, but I feel great. I'm 54 years old, and I feel great. And so the enemy started messing with me, and for the last month or so, 3 weeks, I started getting Huntington's symptoms. And you can know in your head, you know, that, hey, you know, it's just a lie of the enemy. But when you're seeing it over and over, you're seeing people, my mom was a woman of faith, my sister's a woman of faith, people around me, these people of faith were dying. It was really messing with me. But you know what? I just say this. I want to make a declaration and speak over this because I just revealed a plan of the enemy in my life, and I'm making a declaration that I am going to live. I am going to claim, and it's not just claiming that healing, I'm going to live that healing I have. I don't care if my DNA shows I'm sick or not. I'm going to defy all odds because God is an odd-defying God. He is, really, He is a God that can do all things. And so, Father, we just come into agreement right now with that. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that people who have had healings that just seem to be having trouble right now, we just ask God that you would release that attack. Also, by the way, tied with that, I saw some people are being attacked right now. When I was talking about that panic attack and stuff like that, you check your side effects to medications because I had this just a side effect to a supplement, and also I talked to some other people who are having side effects to medications, didn't even realize it. And the enemy's trying to get them to think that they're going wacko or they're, stuff like that. So we just want to reveal the enemy. You want to just ask God to show you what Satan doesn't want you to see, and see what happens. This morning I had a dream, and it was a prophetic dream, and I dreamed that two women, Lori and Joanne, needed prayer. And so I walked up to Lori, and she had breast cancer, and I went up and ministered to her and prayed for her, and then I turned around and ministered to Joanne, who was very discouraged. So now there's when you have dreams like this, it's literal or symbolic, right? Or I believe it's both. It's literal in the sense there's a Lori out there with breast cancer. We pray in Jesus' name for healing. I don't usually do healing on meetings. Maybe it's because I'm heading to next month several healing meetings with Todd Bentley and doing different things and some of these. I'm invited to a healing conference. Go figure. I'm a prophetic guy. I can tell you what's wrong with you. But I'm telling you right now that this dream that God wants to release. I just pray for Lori, who's had breast cancer, and Joanne, who's been discouraged. We just speak that right now, that they would be healing in those areas. But the prophetic message, when I got up, I really felt it was a prophetic message as well. And that is, I looked up the name Lori, which means crown of glory. Okay, and then breast cancer would be symbolic or prophetic of an attack. Think of nurturing, and the area. And I'm not trying to be graphic with my hand gestures here, but the attack against the crown of glory on people's lives is to be nurturers. And so there's an attack of the enemy against people who are nurturers right now. And so in the dream, I saw Joanne. I looked that meaning of that name up, and it means God is gracious. So we need actually to be great, have more graciousness and compassion right now to be able to move forward. And so if that's you, if that's your type of gift, just go ahead and start using it and let God open the door even more for you. I had an amazing encounter last week, and like I said, I often live out prophetic words. It's not an easy gift to have, and I didn't really understand it until the last few years. And I mentored with some people who really that operate in that. It would Bob Jones helped me a lot in understanding it. Prior to that, I thought I was kind of nuts half the time, when these things were going on, and some of them I'd brush off. But then I know now when you start to live these things out, it's because God's having. People like you and me, we battle over it, and it's been again one of the most difficult 3 weeks I've had in a very long time. And thank you to my intercessors and my staff and people who prayed for me and put up with me. But last Friday, August 2nd, at 5 p.m., check this out. The Lord came into my house, not an angel. It actually wasn't even the presence of God, but it was the Lord came into my house in a spiritual experience. Now, it wasn't face to face in that sense, but at one point it was in the experience. If you've had spiritual experiences, I just help people understand them. Sometimes they're face to face, other times they're in that place, like Paul said, he went into the third heaven. He doesn't know if he was there or what, and sometimes it's clear and sometimes it's not. But I was praying at right about 5 p.m. on August 2nd in my house, and the Lord comes in. This is the real deal. And he told me, this was Jesus, he told me 5 years and 5 months ago, Satan had asked to execute my ministry. And now Jesus had come to proclaim that time is over, and there's total repayment for the last 5 years of unjust attacks and losses. Wow, I was kind of like, when Jesus says stuff like that, it's like, wow, I knew something had happened, a while back along those lines. So I looked up in my journal. Sure enough, 5 years and 5 months ago, I received a very accurate prophetic word while I was over in England, and a prophetess from South Africa, Barbara Clausen, called me out of the crowd by name. She knew my name and never met me, and told me these words: Satan has taken me into the courtroom of heaven and asked to execute my ministry. And so that got my attention. Of course, I was real wasn't all excited about that kind of prophetic word, but she did tell me that the Lord wasn't against me, and that she had looked up into the judgment seat, and that the Lord was not against me, and that one thing that I would get through this, she said the way I would get through it was if I wouldn't open my mouth or I wouldn't fight back or defend myself. Oh my goodness, that was the toughest 5 years. I've gone through sufferings, losses, rejections, false accusations since 2008, since that time. And you haven't heard me talk about much because the Lord told me, don't defend myself in this, and he would defend me. And I'm here to tell you this, that God's doing something new right now with all of us, because I usually experience things, you know, for the greater body, you know, for the greater good of all the people. And so in the encounter, I saw a huge door with a sign on it that said the past. And the Lord placed a seal over the door. It was like a cross. He placed a seal over the door, and he stood in front of it. And he didn't say anything except that the past, the door to the past, is shut and it can't be reopened. And I knew what he was talking about. I knew that he was talking about that our past failures, our past disappointments, our shortcomings, all those things that have tried to hold us back, right, are being sealed off. God is now repaying us for losses and things that we have not, that's happened to us unjustly since 2008. And he's closing the door to the past. Listen to me. I just heard the Lord just now. I heard him say that there's people out there who have had unjust things happen, but because you didn't respond appropriately, or maybe you fell into something, or you know, there was some other things that it disqualified you, that's not true. You know, did you know that sin is forgivable? You know, that sin part is forgivable. And the Lord knows that if you got attacked, there's an injustice in that sense of that. So some of you think that you're not qualified right now for this advancement that's happening, and I say you are. The Lord says you are. God says this, is that he says that you are qualified because you have stayed in there. Most people would have quit, but you did not. You stayed with it, and people accused you falsely, and people were working behind the scenes, whether you know it or not. God's making all things new right now. And that experience happened on the day, August 2nd. Our house, the escrow closed, and the sale of our house was final at 5 p.m., right? So here it is. Jesus comes in at 5 p.m. See all the fives? He says 5 years ago and 5 months. And he's talking at 5 p.m. 555, you know, is grace, the number of grace. And also, it was the day that our house closed. And it was right at 5 o'clock, was closing time, you know, final business day. And it was the last day that I would own property here in Santa Maria, so that I would have authority here. And so here's what happened is I believe it was the next day we got an email from our realtor that said our house broke all the records. That was the highest sale of a house our size since 2008. Check it out. The next day, there's confirmation. The Lord comes in and says, you're being repaid for things that have happened 5 years ago. And now, 2008, you know, was that year. And then our next thing you know, our house broke all the records. And I just want to say that there's a turnaround right now that's happening in the spiritual realm for all of us. And just wait and see. There's just want to prophesy Tom Petty, you know, there's something good coming just over the hill. There's something good coming. I know it will. And I just know that God's doing something, and it's a confirmation. And ask him to give you a confirmation to show you, or ask him to repay you for the things that have been stolen. It's a big deal. The downturn, I don't know if you know this, the economic downturn started the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. The Lehman Brothers bankruptcy happened on the day of Jubilee. The day that day of Jubilee started on the day that everything else went down, because God says this, my economy is opposite, and I will turn things around. Watch me. And God was just cleansing us and getting rid of some things that, you know, that we were relying on, and stuff like that. So Philippians 3:13-14 in the New Living, I really love this. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all that I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing. Listen, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize in God through Christ Jesus is calling us up to heaven. So, Father, we do that right now. We don't look to the past because the door to the past has been closed. And it wasn't just in my life that Jesus is doing this in people's lives right now. He's cutting off things that have held you back in the past. He's releasing you into this new thing. He's releasing creative angels. And I just keep seeing musical, you know, angels of music and entertainment and creative writings that have been pent up. They've been pent up, and God's doing something new right now to be able to release that in, and the enemy's been really trying to hold it back. So, Father, we just make that declaration that that something new is here. I know it will. Something new's coming. My goodness, I just am feeling the presence of the Lord really, really, really strongly. I'll be releasing this word out on my blog and some more information as we get it. Wow, just say yes, God, yes to what you're doing, and yes to those angels, and yes to the breakthrough anointing, and yes to the past being closed, and yes to the creativity, and yes to the healing, and yes to the revelation that you're bringing right now, that all things are new. And God wants you to try new things, you know, to move forward. August is the month of, you know, of new beginnings. We're moving to Los Angeles, and in August, we're gonna, you know, they're gonna see some people shifting around and stuff like that. But I want to just say this: I'll be some before I forget is my live events. If you want to come to see me in August, or you know, have fun with us, I will be on August 15th and 16th in Spokane, Washington, at the International Healing Room headquarters, and Heather Clark will be leading worship. But we'll be doing Thursday night and Friday night meeting. Just love. Cal Pierce and the gang there, and Michelle, just can't wait to see. Also, I do believe that you can watch that on the internet. So you can go to dougaddison.com/events, or just click on my events page, and you'll be able to get the links. August 23rd and 24th, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, speaking at the Open Door Conference with James Gall and Jason Hooper. You know what? I had a prophecy. I've been going to Birmingham for a while, but I had a prophecy that when the Cahaba River in Birmingham floods, there's going to be a move of God. And guess what? The Cahaba River flooded. And I had that word, I think, back in 2003. And now I'm coming here. It's 2013, 10 years later. I'm going to go back there. And I was baptized in the Cahaba River. And which means water from on high. There's something going to open, the Open Door. I really believe it. It's not just another conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I just want to, before I get into other things, I just want to mention, I already talked about my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, but also my Dream Crash Course. You can go to my website, dougaddison.com, click on training, and I got the Dream Crash Course that you can take right online, how to interpret dreams. Everything I know, and also the prophetic tattoo and piercing online interpretation. Both these you can take right online, and I'm excited about them, and I'm really thankful for everyone who's gone through it. And I want to add more to it. There's a lot more coming. All right, so maybe you can help us. I really believe that the visitation of the Lord was timely, really. I'm not a big one on, you know, sow into my message type of thing. You'll never hear me talk that way. But I felt the Lord say to us, because it's a scary step for me and Linda to, and we've done things, we've planted churches, we've done 6 cross country moves in the ministry, you know, and, we've done a lot of stuff, and God's always been there. But this one is the biggest thing I think that we've ever done, because we're stepping into, you know, the seven mountains and that type of thing, you know, the about the mountain of entertainment and media. We're not talking about reaching that group. We are actually going right in and reaching. And I've been talking about the Tattoo Prophet reality show, and positively influencing people in the entertainment and media industries by using my prophetic gift and dream interpretation. We're actually doing it, and that's why we've had so much resistance getting there. But God's lined everything up. He told me when to put the house on the market. We were able to do record-breaking things. We thought we were going to lose money, and he told us where to move. And so part of that is that We need people to partner with us. You know, we have some wonderful partners. I just want to thank all of our partners and intercessors who support us financially. And this is a time that we need to step up a little bit more. And, you know, I just want you to know this, by the way, my prophetic life coaching, I'm sorry I'm behind. If you've been waiting for me to release dates, I'm going to do some in August. I was out for July because of all my move plans and all the spiritual warfare I was going through to get this prophetic word before I got the visitation of the Lord. And, you know, I was really, we were doing a lot of preparation for moving, and we are moving this month in August. And so I'm going to release some prophetic life coaching. But just so you know, everything I do, all my prophetic life coaching, all my books, all my offerings, everything goes to support my ministry. I draw a salary out of that because some people think that, you know, that we might be rolling in dough here. Not the case. I haven't had a raise in 9 years. And I believe it's time to break that cycle. And our housing expenses in LA are going to double, literally double. It's already expensive enough to live in California, you know, now moving into Santa Monica, you know, we're moving from, you know, our rent, you know, is more from 2,000 to over 4,000. And that's for a townhouse, believe it or not. But we believe that God's going to open these doors, already starting to. And we're looking for people to partner with us to go in and do that. We're looking for people who can help us raise. We want to raise an extra $2,500 a month to help us for the next year to get reestablished in LA with our creative center that we're going to do, with the Tattoo Prophet Show, with Linda and I going there first. Our office will still be in Santa Maria, by the way. Don't worry about that for the next, you know, till the end of the year. We, you know, everything's still going to be the same from the mailing, but we're going down there and start to, you know, to get things set up and then relocate the ministry later on. But many of you partner with us already, which I'm very grateful for. So I just ask if you could, you know, like we have a lot of people, like probably over 100 people that partner $25 a month. If you could consider praying about doubling that just for a month, I mean, for a year for us. Or if you could just, if you want to become a partner, go to DougAddison.com, click on the partners page. Our monthly partners get an insider email from me every week, and it's some prophetic stuff and some prayer requests, and we keep you up to date. But let me just say this. If you do want to help us with the LA project, we don't have a way to put it in on our website that's what it's for. So if you happen to do an offering or donation, it's tax deductible in the U.S. But if you happen to do one of those, or you become a partner for the LA project, can you email us too and let us know, so we put you on the special updates list? And so I want, you can email us. There's several ways, right off our website or partners@DougAddison.com. So I'm really, really excited about this new stuff that God's doing, and going to open some doors. And I don't know about you, but the presence of the Lord is strong right now. And I'm not a big one to say so into this message, but you know what? That's how I actually got into the ability to go into LA, is sowing into someone else doing what I was doing. And so I just think that this is just a time that God wants to break through. We'll be sending out an email on it too. And all right, so thank you, everybody, and thank you, Nina, in the chat room. And I'm going to switch over here because we have some Q&A time. But no long dreams or anything, guys, because, you know, it's just harder to do it. But what do you got? You have some dreams or anything, Nina? Okay, so a guy had a dream, Daniel had a dream, that there was a fish in a bowl, and the fish lost its head, and it grew so big it wouldn't fit in the bowl anymore. Well, fish usually represent evangelism or outreach, and what happened is that losing its head, we got to forget what we know about outreach right now. Really, to reach people, we've got to lose our heads. And then as we do that, it's going to outgrow the bowl as we kind of get rid of our older ways that don't work as well as they used to. That's a great dream, Daniel. Okay, Nina's now in my ear. If you hear moments of silence, it's because she's telling me some things in the chat room. Okay. Ben asked, are all bad dreams intended to warn us that something bad's going to happen? No, not at all. In fact, one of the chapters in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, I talk about nightmares and the fact that not all nightmares are from the enemy. And once you understand this, like if you look at Daniel chapter 4, it was a bad dream. King Nebuchadnezzar had a nightmare, and it was a bad dream, and it was warning him, yeah, something bad was going to happen. But there's a cool thing that Daniel says in there: if you would just repent, it wouldn't happen. And so this is what I teach people: when you have a bad dream, anything happens, like in a bad situation, you wake up from a nightmare. It could be to point out something that you need to correct, but it could be the plan of the enemy, which is not God's will. So flip that around and begin to pray God's will. I usually stand up and say, in Jesus' name, that will not happen over my life. But then I flip it around and say, wow, okay, if that's what the enemy wants, then God's will is opposite. I begin to pray that in. What else you got? Okay. Gigi had a dream that there was facets of a diamond broke off and went to the ground, and she went to pick it up, and it was like a pearl. Was that right? And yeah, and some more gold on it. Usually the diamonds and things like that, and in this case, in the dream. It's a gifting you have. You've been under pressure to receive that gift, and things are starting to come loose and fall apart because God's doing something. This just confirms the prophetic word I've been saying. God's doing something new because as one thing lets go, one doing a gift one way that you've been used to it, as you do that, you're going to find pearls of great price, right? You're going to find new things as one thing lets gets undone. We're in this season right now where, as we let go of things that have not been working for us, we're going to find the new stuff. It's a really great prophetic dream. What else you got? Okay, someone was looking for their red lipstick and could not find it. Well, it is talking about a gift you have. And anything with the lips, is about speech, and the anointing is red. That's why I'm wearing my red right now. The anointing. I knew that God was anointed, was going to anoint something tonight. And red, that means He wants to anoint your lips. And He's saying, don't forget about that gift you have, the ability to talk to people, the ability to give that out to people. The enemy, that is very similar to that dream I had about Lori, having the breast cancer, because the enemy's attack right now is to get people to not be courteous, not be gracious. So how you do that? You flip that around, and you all you have to do is go give someone a prophetic word, give someone a word of encouragement, and watch that come back to you. What's next? Okay. Now, was that a unique pair of glasses? I'm just trying to. Okay. Someone had a dream that they found or had a unique pair of glasses, and their 25-year-old daughter is now 9 years old, sitting in a chair, and they were dusting something. Is that what it was? Yeah, dusting. Okay. Here's the deal. Okay. So your 25-year-old daughter is now 9. What it's saying is that there's a calling that's been on your daughter's life since age 9. There was something there that God's bringing about right now. It's probably the prophetic gifting. The glasses are, the prophetic gift to be able to see, having to dust that off because there was something imparted. Whether it was actually age 9, it could just be symbolic of 9 is fruitfulness, 9 is the number of gifts, 9 is but I believe it really probably is something happened to her around age 9. And there is a strong prophetic gifting, and that it's time to dust that off and help her grow in it. What's next? You're breaking up. Yeah, I can now. Okay, so he's JJ had a dream that he's measuring a creek, and a snake comes out, and he grabs it by the head, and a pastor comes along and helps him with it. Well, first of all, the creek is the river, water represents the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and so there's something that God's doing right now, measuring it. Things are growing in this area, but there's usually snakes or deception, or lies. Nothing major because you didn't get bit or anything like that, but something is going to try to come and bring some deception. But you have people around you that's going to help you with that, and that's actually a good dream because you caught it by the head. You caught the enemy. The enemy's always there, always, always, always. You ever read about? Did you ever just do a research on Jesus? And all the miracles he did, and then look at all the attacks he did, the attacks of the enemy on him. And he was always just rising above them or taking authority over them. But I'd be encouraged because that shows that there's a real strong calling that God's about to do something new, and that's why things are being measured right now for that. What's next? You got something, Nina? Okay. Some people said that they had the same dream as another friend, but hers ended one way and the others ended another. I would look at that and you'd have to get the details of the dream to find out what it was actually. But it's showing that there's a similar calling and gifting on you, but there's a different ending to it. You could have a similar gifting. I know people have similar giftings as myself, but the end result is different with our gifts. And I'm prophetic, but the end result of mine is a tattoo comedian reading tattoo dream interpreting community comedian, as opposed to someone with another prophetic gift who the end result might be doing more healing, prophetic healing and things like that. So there's similar giftings, but your callings are going to be a little bit different at the end, how you express it. What else is going on? Okay. So Grace had a dream that they're counting people at a hotel and counting them as they're going in. Well, it just shows that there's things multiplying, and that again that measuring dream that measuring the creek and counting people. We're about to see an increase in the area of outreach, and we're about to see an increase in the area of people coming to the kingdom. But it's going to look different. I keep telling people everywhere I go, this is the time to be different. This is the time to create new things. It's probably not the majority of what's happening right now. All the dreams so far, we see that it started out with that fish with the head cut off because we have to think differently on outreach. Here's another one. That we're having to count people come in. There's people who are going to come in, but it's going to be a hotel. And hotels tend to be transitional times. We're transitioning into a time that God wants us to be so different, so full of grace. Let grace be our crown of glory, and see what happens. All right. How do I handle what? I didn't catch the first word. Oh, delays. How do you handle delays and people coming against your calling for what you're called to do? Well, it's a little bit complicated because it depends on where you are in your spiritual growth. And sometimes, all the time actually, God will allow delays, first of all, to test us, to get us ready. He'll give us a little bit of a spurt. I still get this even, and then you'll see a delay. You'll get a start, felt like a false start. People coming against you. I mean, I'd have to know the details of your life, which I don't right now prophetically. I can just see this is that you're in a season that God's using right now. Embrace that season. Embrace that time of growth. Embrace, listen to your opposition. That's what I do. I have a lot of opposition. I listen to that opposition and I write things down and say, God, speak to me in this, speak to me about it, because that opposition is going to help you later on, especially if you have a call, a prophetic calling on your life. You won't be able to operate unless you're able to operate in opposition. Because, I mean, think about it. You're, I'm sitting here giving prophetic words about doing something totally different. I'm operating in opposition. I was trained years ago with delay after delay after delay after delay until I started to embrace it. And I just want to tell you a secret is I kept crying out to God, when am I going to? It's 1991, 1993. I was crying out to God. I couldn't take it anymore. I was working my corporate job, and I just felt delay. I had prophetic words. I'd go to a conference. I'd get prophetic words. I knew what my calling was. I had a prophet ordain me when he first met me. I knew there was a calling, but there was delays in my life, and my church wouldn't. Same thing. My church wouldn't release me. They didn't understand the calling. And then I started crying out to God, and one day he said to me, until you realize that your job that you're in right now is your ministry, I won't release you to something else. And I went, my goodness, you know, it was, I think it's Colossians 3:23, that work your job as if it's unto the Lord. And I began to minister my prophetic gift, my healing gifts in my job in San Francisco. I'm just telling you, there's a secret for all of us in this. And learn to operate in love and with people around you. And it was then that God released me. And in my case, you know, I had to actually eventually leave the church I was in. I'm not saying that's for you, but I had to leave because they wasn't. And I left with a blessing, by the way. They saw it too, that I was called to something new. But it was about within the next few months after I started realizing I was already in ministry right now. You are in ministry. And how you respond to people you work with, God's using that to train you right now. So, Father, I just pray that for people who feel stuck, who, in fact, there's many people on watching this and watching it later that have a calling for something new, and you have been stuck in your current situation. So I just pray for wisdom and those breakthrough angels to be able to come in Jesus' name. Amen. What's next? What was it? An ancient what? I'm still not understanding the word. F-E-A-R? Fear? Oh, a seer. I'm sorry. An ancient seer anointing. Do I have any insight on an ancient seer anointing? Well, I can just have insight on the seer anointing itself, whether it's ancient or modern. It is the seer anointing is usually it's different than most prophets prophesy with their mouth. They proclaim the prophetic through their mouth, and that's most of the training that we get. Most seers, though, experience things like I've been talking about. You know, it doesn't mean you just see visions. It means that you see things that are symbolic and about every message. You see messages in music. You hear messages in music. You see messages on TV. You begin to see with your eyes. The seer anointing is similar to Jeremiah. Remember, read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what do you see? The Lord said, oh, I see an olive tree, you know, and then God would use something in the natural realm to describe. So if you have a seer anointing, one thing I'd recommend is either my Dream Crash course or my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, because I do talk a little bit about metaphoric thinking, and that's what you need for that. So begin to develop yourself metaphorically or symbolically. You do that by journaling and ask God to speak to you through symbols. All right, what else is going on? So someone's having a dream. They have babies, but they don't know the babies. Is that what that was? Okay. Oh, okay. The dreamer did recognize the kids, but the kids don't know them. Is that where, am I getting all right? Opposite of that. Okay. Which is, they're having dreams of having babies, but they don't recognize the babies. Well, babies represent new things, new gifts, new anointings, new jobs, new inventions, new stuff. And there's things that you don't recognize because God's doing new things that you aren't. Again, it's this similar pattern that we're seeing in the dreams tonight and the questions is similar pattern. God wants to do something new, and it's totally radically revolutionary new, and he's looking for it, and you're one of them that's called to do that, to do the new thing right now outside of the norm. Any other questions? Got any questions? Keys? Keys. Oh, what do keys mean in a dream? Well, it depends on what they're doing. You know, if they're locking the jail cell, it's different than unlocking something. But it's talking about authority to open things. You know, the keys, authority to open something, or a missing piece. You know, you need a key to something. It's usually revelation or authority. Any word for unsaved spouses and how that affects what God is doing? Well, I do have a little booklet called Divine Alliances where I talk a little bit about that and a move of God that's coming right now with people, you know, to draw couples together. I just know what the Bible says. The Apostle Paul says if you're with someone that, you know, that's not saved and is to, who knows, your prayers may bring them in. So I just pray patience over you and love, and you know that it may not be an easy thing to walk through, but God's doing something, and to not give up. And so I just pray that right now, Father. I just pray. Well, let's just come into agreement. How about it for unsaved spouses or people who aren't on the same page? And just break this thing called unequally yoked, and that, just break that. Just Father, I just pray that there would be an equalness come, this, that there would be a quality, that there would be this grace, that there would be something to be able to inside each person, whether it takes 20 years or 40 years or 5 years or 2 years. But I just speak that right now, Father, that the power of love would break through everything, the power of love in Jesus' name. What else you got? Okay, someone has a tattoo on their left shoulder that says, is that my left? Yeah. It's a broken heart with a cross and a banner that says Father. And it's interesting that it's on the left side, because the left side is the side, you know, that we put the wedding ring on, which represents family. And this is in my tattoo and piercing interpretation training. And usually things on the left side like this or up on the shoulder, depends on it on the back, but would be that there was something in your family that was a broken heart, but God has healed that. And he's become your father. But it's also saying this. I just want to prophesy. This is how I do it. I hear the Lord after I talk about the symbolism, is that there's a calling from your father's side of the family that never got fulfilled. And it is on you big time. So, Father, I just thank you for that. Wow, release that in Jesus' name. What else is going on? A cow? Wow, a cow on your back. Wow, that's a show. Okay, someone has a cow on their back, a tattoo. And, of course, usually I talk to people and honor their body art and everything like that. But because we're doing this on a webcast, I just give you the basics. A lot of times people put things on the back because it's saying that the past is covered. Also, it's the biggest area of skin, the back is, so that you can actually put big tattoos back there. But usually the prophetic meaning, like in this instance, cow, is provision. There's provision coming because of what's happened in your past. It's on your back. There's provision coming because of what's happened in your past. It is repayment right now in Jesus' name. Wow. What else? Oh, someone just keeps finding dimes. You know, if you find change, there's probably change coming. And if you're finding 10 cents, you know, the number 10 is something significant. And I would watch for 10s. God speaks to me in 10s all the time. And so watch for 10s to come in. You watch for change. And also, you know, read Psalm 10. Do a bunch of stuff with 10s and see how it happens. Begin to notice 10s in your life. Small things, you know, will add up. over time. That's what he's saying. Don't despise small beginnings. I'm getting a prophetic word here. Watch out, I'm liable to prophesy. Is that don't despise the small beginnings of the dime, of the small things, because God's going to add it up into your calling. It's interesting that Mother Teresa said, small things done with great love can change the world. And that change, that's what that is. A dime is change. Snoring in a dream. Oh boy. Maybe you need surgery. No, I don't know. Snoring, it depends on who's snoring. I mean, my goodness, if you're snoring in a dream, or, you know, it's a funny one. But if you're snoring in a dream, maybe you're really snoring. I don't really have an answer. I mean, prophetically, I could pull something up my sleeve, but I don't have an answer for that one. It's not that I can't interpret it, but snoring in a dream, I don't know. Maybe this, maybe snoring is the blockage, right? You snore because of a blockage. Maybe something's trying to block the airflow, the prophetic flow, the spiritual flow, something like that. So ever since your birthday in July, you're hearing the same date everywhere? Is that what you're saying? Birthdays, birthdays, birthdays. Yeah, it is very significant, because ever since your birthday in July, you're hearing and seeing birthdays everywhere. Very significant. I believe that God takes your birthday very seriously, and He's a giver of good gifts. He gives out promotions right around Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know, in September in that area. But on your birthday, He will give good gifts. So it's saying that there's gifts falling as you notice them. Begin to pray them over people. By the way, when Jesus was in my encounter 5 years ago, 5 months, 5 years ago, 5 months, it was actually my birthday 5 years, 5 months ago, March. It was March 8th, and it was the worst birthday of my life in 2008. And when I got, you know, taken into the courtroom of heaven, everything's kind of gone backwards. I lost all my outreach teams. Everything happened. But at the same time, God was blessing me internally. He was blessing me to move through that. But check this out. Every year at my birthday, March, because He's always blessed me at my birthday, He came back to me, you know, pulled me out of the occult on my birthday. And He told me that this next birthday that I'm coming up on will be the best birthday of my life. And remember, it was 5 years, 5 months ago at 5 p.m. Well, my next birthday, I turned 55. And so I know that God's going to do something new. I'm just really believing for permanently blonde hair. So something new is going to happen. It's going to require a lot of grace. What else you got? Yeah, should you use the same principles to interpret visions as you do in dreams? Unless it's a literal vision, you know, unless you see the vision itself, you know, because if it's what you see, it's what you get, you don't have to interpret it. But yes, absolutely. In fact, the same principles that I teach in here about metaphoric thinking, the same thing that I teach on dreams, we apply that not only visions, but tattoos. We apply it to metaphoric thinking, movies. I've got a chapter in here that talks about movies and the prophetic meeting in movies. So yes, absolutely use that same principle, and it'll get you very far. How about one more? Oh, okay. They had a dream. They were in an apartment with prophets going to sleep and electronic fans blowing on them. And dare I ask, if you know the prophets, I don't even want to know, but it's showing that some prophetic people are going to sleep, and they're feeling, you know, the braise of the air. They're not getting the right. And I'm not saying this is all prophets at all, because I don't know that your situation, but the dream interpretation itself. Is there are prophetic people who are actually falling asleep and thinking that it's a movement of God, but it's actually, you know, something that's not. And it's very common before a new move of God that the old will judge. And I'm not saying about prophets. Maybe it's even just prophetic people, around you or something. But there's people who are catching the new thing that God is going to do. But God loves the old and the new. He really does. He values. In fact, he said the old is more. In Matthew 9, he said that the old is actually better than the new when he was talking about the new wine. But he values the new as well. So, Father, we pray that. We just pray that there would be a new release of your presence. We pray for breakthrough. We pray for the breakthrough angels to be assigned to all of us, and also for this repayment for the last 5 years, up to 2008 and more, that you would do this. And God, I just pray your Holy Spirit to come even more right now, stronger. In fact, I feel the presence. My goodness, my feet are now on fire. Hey, my knees are too. And boy, there's a strong anointing in this call, and there's been strong opposition, but I just speak over that over you. Hey, don't forget to go to my website, DougAddison.com. Follow me on Twitter, Doug T. Addison, get my daily prophetic words, or Facebook, The Doug Addison. And please consider praying about and consider donating to us and being a partner with us. We'd love that. And also, go to my website, and if you haven't done it already, I have a free ebook. If you sign up for my monthly newsletter, free ebook, Night Dreams Point Towards Your Life Dreams. And I just want to say thanks to Nina, who's in the chat room right now and did a great job tonight. And thanks to everybody. And look forward to seeing you guys on the internet. God bless you guys.